This is Dakota Datebook for April 23rd. In April of 1904, Wahpeton had four newspapers, each with its own political slant. At the time, J.A. Rickert was a prominent figure in Richland County. He'd served as county commissioner, county treasurer, county sheriff, and president of the Board of Education. Rickert owned a significant amount of property and was known for his success in both farming and business, including a mercantile store in Lidgerwood. His home in Wahpeton and the other, a modern farmhouse near Lidgerwood, were featured in county plat maps and land brochures. His wife and children were well-liked, frequently mentioned in church, school, and community news. As with many public figures, Rickert occasionally came under fire in the press. One such incident was described as a peculiar case when a complaint was filed against him for discharging a firearm within city limits. A warrant was issued, but enforcement was relaxed. Wahpeton's chief of police served the warrant in Lidgerwood, then allowed Rickert to finish planting before he asked him to return at his convenience. Nothing more was reported until late May, when Rickert appeared before the county insanity board. After testimony from over 20 witnesses, he was released. No further action followed. 7 years earlier, Rickert had retired as sheriff. Gunfire in town wasn't unusual when he first arrived in Dakota Territory in 1875. In 1896, Rickert was sent to arrest a man named Trimble in Walcott who had shot and killed Mr. Hagen. Trimble was angry that Hagen had committed his wife and children to the county poorhouse. The Wahpeton Times reported that the entire town, young and old, chased Trimble with rifles, revolvers, and pitchforks. He was shot by the village blacksmith, but Rickert managed to rescue him from the mob and take him to jail. Trimble told Rickert he would not have run had he known the sheriff was coming. Though he survived his wound, he was found dead in his cell on January 22, 1897, one day before the trial. He was buried at the county poor farm. J.A. Rickert died in 1919. His farmhouse was moved next to the Wahpeton family home for the funeral. As of today, both homes still stand on lots once owned by Rickert. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.